Het probleem in the top of Tetzayin Rabba, the two dots. So the Gemara wants to know from our Mishnah, one of the ways that you're kona an Eved Ivri is Eved Ivri Nikta B'Kesef U'B'Shtar. So Gemara wants to know, B'Shtar Minolan. How do you know that a Shtar works by an Eved Ivri to acquire and an Eved Ivri? So when it says, Amar Ulam Akra, Ima Chereti Kachlo, right, if the Baal, so talking about by an Amma Ivriya, in the Parsha Mishpatim, if he takes another wife, Hekisha Katuv Uacheret, we've seen this before, that the Pasuk connects her, meaning the Amma Ivriya, to the Acheret, to the other wife that he takes. Ma Acheret Mekanyi B'Shtar, just like another wife could be acquired through a Shtar, because we already established that a woman is allowed to be acquired through a Shtar. Af Amma Ivriya Mekanyi B'Shtar, so too an Amma Ivriya can be acquired through a Shtar. Samar says, Hanichu Laman Damar Shtar, Amayriya Adom Kotvo. That works if you say, who writes the Shtar? When an Adom, when somebody is Konan Amayriya, who writes the Shtar? Is it the Adom who writes the Shtar? Or is it the father of the girl that writes the Shtar? So if you say it's the Adom who writes it, okay, that makes sense. Amar Adam of Kotvo, that the father writes it, Mayikul Amaymar. Then what can you say? Because then it's not equivalent to Isha Acheret, right? Because by Isha Acheret, when you acquire a woman, the husband who is acquiring the woman is the one who writes the Shtar. So if in this case over here, the Adon writes it and acquires the girl, then you have an equivalent case and you can have a hekesh between them. But if you say that the Shtar over here is written by the Av is the one who is Makneh, the woman over here. He's the one Makneh, then you can't equate it to the Shtar of a Baal to an Isha, where it's the Koneh who's writing the Shtar. Itmar, so where we see this, the Shtar, Amar Ivriya Mi Kotvo. Who writes the Shtar to acquire an Amar Ivriya? Rapuna Amar Adon Kotvo. Puna says that it's the master that writes the Shtar. Rav Chista Amar Abd Kotvo. What says Hanikla, the Rapuna, this Hekesh above works well according to Rapuna. Hello, Rav Chista, Maikala Meimar. According to Rav Chista, who says it's the father who writes the Shtar, right? The Makneh writes the Shtar, then what's the equivalence? How can you draw an equation between Isha and Amma Ivriya? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kura, Pasuk says, Lo Teitzei Ketzei Ta'abadim. Right, again, by an Amma Ivriya, it says that she won't go out, Lo Teitzei Ketzei Ta'abadim. That she won't go out the way that Abadim go out. What does that mean that she won't go out Ketzei Abadim? Abay Niknate Hi Kekinyin Abadim. She doesn't go out like other Avadim, but she does get acquired like other Avadim. My name. And what is that? And how are other Avadim acquired? That is my new Shtar. Right? That's what the Shtar. Reima Aval Niknati Kikinian Avadim. Right? What do you have to say? Why do you have to say now? All you said, you said this. The Amma Ivriya does not go out. Right? Like the regular, like an Eved. But that means that she can be acquired like an Eved. Then you said, okay, if she can't be acquired like an Eved, she can't be let out like an Eved, but she can be acquired like an Eved. Well, you just said, well, acquired like an Eved means a Shtar. Well, there are other ways that you can acquire an Eved. Right? An Eved can be acquired through Chazaka, my new Chazaka. Right? That we're talking about here is an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani can be acquired by Kesef Shtar or Chazaka. So why did you pick Shtar out of the Kinyanim? Pick it to be Chazaka. So I'm going to tell you, that you're allowed to pass on. And every Kinyani, you can move your reach to your children after you. That teaches you what? That they are acquired by Chazaka, and no one else can be acquired by Chazaka. So that can't be the limud in the puzzle. The limud in the puzzle can't be the Namir Ibriyai. He's acquired by Chazaka, like an Eved, because that doesn't work. We have a mute that says that Chazaka only works by Eved Kanani and nowhere else. So Mar says, wait a minute. All the mute says is Otam. So why can you say Otam B'Shtar, Lo Acher B'Shtar? Meaning that why do you pick Chazaka to exclude? You could have excluded Shtar. That Shtar works by Eved Kanani and does not work, right, by anyone else. Well, it says, "Vaktiv lo teitzei ketzei tavadim." No, because I need Shtar, because I included it from lo teitzei ketzei tavadim. Where it says, "Marita," meaning that you have a rivui and you have a miut. So what we're doing right now is you're saying the miut by Eved Kanani that says that only this kinyan works by Eved Kanani, nowhere else. We're saying it's chazaka. Then we say lo teitzei ketzei tavadim that the amavir doesn't go free like amadim, but you can be acquired like an Eved. That means you can be acquired like an Eved. That is Shtar. So why did you include shtar and exclude chazakah? Do the opposite. Include chazakah and exclude shtar. It would fit into the psukim just as, well, the Gemara says, because mistabra. That mistabra shtar, kabbalah the ribuyan. That shtar should work, should be included here. Shekin motzi'ah b'bat Yisrael. Right? Because we find shtar functioning in a different way, which is that it also works to divorce a woman. The Gemara says, adrabba, chazak kabbalah the ribuyan. Shekin kona b'nechzeh yer. I mean, that chazak also works in places that other things don't work, which is that by a nixay ger, you can go take possession of the ger's possessions by a chazak because they're hefker. That's why it says, we don't find a chazakah working within ishus. You know, we find shtar working in other places in ishus, but we don't find chazakah working. And since we find shtar working in other places in ishus, that's what we're going to include versus, right, the chazakah, which we are going to exclude in this case over here. Or it says, Iba Yisema, another possible answer is Lekiyahani, Hakiyahani. This is what helps for Imacheret, right? Lekiyahani, Imacheret. This is what Imacheret Ikaklo comes to teach you. So what does that mean that Imacheret comes to teach you? Right? That we don't learn, but what we learn is that Shar works, right? Because of the Hekesh between an Isha and an Amani Riyah. So Amani Riyah to a Isha tells you that shtar works in this case. But if I was to learn the hekesh all the way, what would I do? Right? I would have then a hekesh that says, who is the one who gives the shtar? The kona. Right? The kona gives the shtar, just like the baal gives the shtar. So it's over here, the adon would have to give the shtar. So when we had a problem, Rav Huna had a problem because he says, no, right? I say that the av gives the shtar. So that's what he says. So that we don't learn out ikar shtar from there, el shtar karkot. We learn out to star every kinani. So that's what Imacheret teaches you, that star works. How does it work? What type of star do we have here that works? That's a star that works normally by acquiring an Eved or acquiring an Eved kinani. So that's the answer. The second answer is Ibayzema is, no, the Hekesh is good. But the Hekesh only teaches us that star works by Amayibriyah. It doesn't tell you what type of star. What type of shtar? Well, let's look to Avadim. What type of shtar normally works by an Eved? Who writes the shtar when you acquire an Eved Kanani? The seller, right? The seller writes the Mokher writes the shtar. Whoever's selling the Eved Kanani writes the shtar. So it's over here. Who's the seller? The seller is the Av. So the Av will write the shtar. That's what it means. With Chiyacheret, don't learn the Hekesh to teach you star in what type of star. Just Chiyacheret, the Hekesh will teach you that there is a star. What type of star by Yav Amiribriya? That would be the same star we have by Eved Kenani. And the star by Eved Kenani is written by the Mokher, so it's over here. The Mokher, the father, will write the star. It means that we're not learning the Hekesh fully from Isha. We're only learning the Hekesh instead that star works by an Amiribriya. What type of star? That we don't learn from Isha. That we learn from the context of Avadim themselves. And that's what we know. That's the more second answer. The first answer was that Imacheret, you can't do the Hekesh because of that problem. But Huna, the second says, no, even with the Hekesh, all the Hekesh teaches you is that star works. It doesn't tell you what type of star to use. Okay, Virav Huna, what does he do with the possible Tetzeh of Adim? Because the Chista was using that to prove that what? The Kikinyan of Adim, that's how he knew Shtar. So what does he do with it? So he says, She'inu Yotzah v'Roshe Avarim ke'Eved. That she doesn't go out with Roshe Avarim like an Eved. So that's, what does that mean, Roshe Avarim? That an Eved Kanani goes free if you damage any one of his 24, right, Roshe Avarim. Then he goes free. That's what he gains freedom for the damage to any of those Avarim. So she doesn't go out like an Eved Kanani, that she's not entitled. That's what means folks to take the state of Adim. Rav Chista, now Rav Chista needs that limit as well. Don't go out like an Eved. And then I would have known that. Mike could say Tavadim, Shramin Atarati, that I can learn both of them out. Meaning that one of them teaches me Lotet Seik Avadim, that she doesn't go out literally, meaning like Avadim. And Kitseik Avadim comes to teach me what? Like the way that Avadim go out, rather Kikinyan Avadim. That's the deal for Kitseik and not Kinyan Avadim. So therefore you learn both of these items out from it. That's what Christus says. Alright, now, Konet Atzmo B'Shanim, and every Hebrew can regain his freedom or his control over himself when he serves out his time. Tiftiv, Sheshanim Yavod, Ushait, right? Ishchenochavshi. That at the seventh year, he goes free. Meaning that, he gets his entitlement back. That's just straight out in the pasuk. You don't need anything to teach you that. Now, number two is ubi yovel. Right? We said that yovel also entitles him to go free. Tichtiv, hachnat yovel, yovod, right? Until the shnat yovel, he will work with you, yimcha. So we see that what? That yovel also entitles you to go free. Begir on the kesef. How do we know that he goes free by buying himself out, that he can buy out his portion? Amar kisi, amar kra, v'hafdeh. Right? Mlamech, migareh, pijonah, v'yotzah. Right, but in Amma Yivriya, it says that she can take down, it says Behavda, that she can redeem herself. How does she redeem herself? By deducting the amount of time she's worked versus the amount of time that is left based on the original purchase price. So that will work. We have a hekesh between Eved and Amma Yivriya. So it'll work by both of them. Tana, v'kone et atzmo b'kesef, u'b'shav b'kesef. That he can acquire himself with money, he can buy himself out with money, or money equivalents. U'b'shtar, or with the shtar. Bishlam kesef, I know that the kesef works by an every dechtiv, mi kesef miknato. Right, that by a, in case of a Jew, some non-Jew, it says, both peshanim nifnim yashiv yudlato, if still has time left, then he pays him out, mi kesef miknato. The amount of money he needs to spend. Right? Shavu kesef nami, because it says, yashiv yudlato. Then he'll give back his equivalent to gain his freedom. He'll return something to get his freedom. So what's that something? That's shava kesef. So that we know. What type of star are we talking about here? What star helps him to go free? If he writes a star on the amount of money, he says, it's an IOU, then that is hainu kesef. That's the equivalent of money. It's either money or shava kesef, meaning if you write a star that says, I owe you money, then that's the equivalent of giving him money. Right? Ela shichur, right? So he says, we're talking about shichur. It's a star shichur by an Eved Ivri. It's a star lamali. Why do I need a star to free him? Right? Lamali, b'apitrei. You can say in front of two people, zeal, go free. You know, if you're beidina, you go through the basin and say, zeal, go free. Or the possibility of Tosin's or the possibility that he could be mapkir him. Right? Because hefkir works by, he can have a star hefkir, as you know, Shmuel says by an Eved Kanani. That, he says, the Arkano Shafil Eved Kanani, who has a gufo kono, you can just say, Hari Ani Mafkiro Tchavishtar. That's what Tosin says. Why do I need this Beitrei? Why do I need this whole business? Tosin's asking you, if you give a star that says, Hari Ani Mafkiro, it works. So he says, too. You just say the Eved, you go free, it should work over here. That's what he says. All right, either way, whatever the case is, that you can do it orally, you don't need a star to free this Eved over here. Tamar Rava, Zoto Merit. This is an unbelievable conclusion. According to Rava, Zoto Merit, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi. Must be that an Eved Ivri, his body, his goof, is kanui to the Adon. Otherwise, what do you need a star for? The only reason you need a star to free him is what? If he is owned by the Adon. If the Adon only owns his outputs, like by an Eved Ivri only owns his output, then all you have to do is say, go free, or zeal, take off, you know, your output belongs to you again. But if he's goofoi kanui, then you would have to give him a star shichur in order to free him, to give him back ownership of his body. That's one. The conclusion from that is that if his gufoi is konui to the adon, then he can't be mochel on the money that he owes him. What does that mean? Meaning that if in general he's the Eved Ivri is owned for his output, then the Baal can say to him, listen, I'm okay, you don't have to pay me the rest. You don't have to do the rest of the work. You're free. I don't need the output for the rest of the years. Daddy can be mochelon. But if you say that his goof will conoy, that his goof belongs to the Adon, then his fact that he says that you're free, I'm mochel, on the rest of your work, that still doesn't free the Eved. The Eved still has a kinyan of goof, which is locking him with the Adon. So then Michilat Giron won't help here, won't do anything for the Eved in order to free him. So Rava's conclusion is from the Braisa, the fact that the Braisa says that an Eved Ivri can get his freedom back through three ways, Kesef, Shavu Kesef, and Shtar. Kesef and Shavu Kesef I know because they're in the Psukim. What type of Shtar we're talking about here? Shtar, what do you need a Shtar by an Eved Ivri to go free? Rava's conclusion is what? That it must be that an Eved Ivri looks like an Eved Kanani, and that it's Gufo Kanoi, he's fully owned by the master, and that's why a Shtar will be required over here. As opposed to that, our Mishnah didn't mention Shtar. Right, so those verses Medayik from that. So it says, like, medactic or medayik from that fact that our mission did not mention shtar, that in heavy degree is what? Gufo and konoi. Right? In gufo konoi, and that you could be mochel on girono. But then Tosa has to deal with the problem, then how does Rava argue on the Mishnah? Right? Then you have a machokus between Rava and Amora and a bright Mishnah. And you can't just say,
it goes according to the Brayta.
You could say that it goes according to the Brayta, but it doesn't sound like, Tosa says it doesn't sound like Rava, because the Gemara in other places quotes this as Rava Shita. That Rava is not necessarily because of the Brayta, but we hold in general that what? Well, gufo and okono. That when it comes to a Eved Ivri, that his guf is not koni to the Adon, only by an Eved Kanani is gufo koni. So now the Mishnah continues, Yetera Alav Ama Ivriya. In extension or beyond that, you have the Ama Ivriya, who goes free with, right, Simanim. Right, that she also has this. Ama Reish Lakish, the very interesting member of Reish Lakish. Ama Ivriya, Kone Tatsma, Bemita Da'av, Mirshut Adon. That an Ama Ivriya will get back her own freedom when her father dies. Right? I mean, she's already been sold to the Adon, right? And then her father dies. Her father dies, and she goes free. Why is this? Mikavachomer. It's a kavachomer. Umas simanim. Simanim she'im mutzim yishut ha'av. They don't take her away from the yishut ha'av. Mutzim yishut ha'don. But they do take her away from the yishut ha'don. Mita shemotziyam yishut ha'av. Certainly death, which does take her out of the Rishus Ha'av, certainly it should take her out of the Rishus Ha'adom, right? Meaning that when it comes to Simonim are only a vehicle or a methodology for getting free from being an Amai Vriya, from an Adom. They don't help her when it comes to her father. They don't free her from her father. They don't take away her father's rights to her when she gets Simanim. Yet, when it comes to death, if her father dies, right, then the woman gets herself back, meaning that her brother or her mother do not, or whatever it is, do not gain control over her. They can't sell her to be an Amai Vriya. They can't marry her off, right? So she gains her own freedom, or in a sense, control if her father dies. Right, then, certainly, when her father dies, it should free her from the Adon, from her master. So, Meitubei Rav Hoshea, Yetera Lav Amar Ivriya, our Mishnah says that Amar Ivriya can only gain back her freedom, Shekonet Atzma B'Simanim, right, that she can gain back her freedom only with Simanim. V'Meita, according to you, is another way that a Amar Ivriya can gain her freedom. What's the other way an Amar Ivriya can gain her freedom? By her father dying. Right? Nitneinami mita da'av. Mention also that her father dying should also free her. Why says Tana Vishia that the Tana did was not explicit, it wasn't an exhaustive list. There are other things that were there. So my Shia, what did it leave out? So it says my Shir, so what did it leave out? The high Shir. Shir mita ta'adon. It left out the mita ta'adon. Meaning that you have to have it. If it leaves out things, you can't just say it left out the Mita da'av, what else did it leave out? So it also left out Mita da'adon. If the master dies, she also goes free. Even should Mita da'adon, love Shiro. No, no, no. The fact that the master dies, that's not a Shiro. The cave in the Ikanami Bish, Loktani. Because since that was something that's equal both by an Eved and by an Ama Ivriya, it didn't mention it. So where it says, Vela Nitne, right? So the Gemara says, well, why don't you write it down at all? I mean, okay, so fine, it's not by an Ami Ivriya, but it should be in the first half of the list, which says, how does an Ami Ivriya go free? Why don't we mention Mita Tado, that his master dies, then lets him go free? So Tana, Davar Sheesh, Lo Kitzva Ketani, Davar Sheen, Lo Kitzva, Lo Ketani. The Tana wrote things that have exact times to them. When do you go free? After 6 years, on the seventh year, you go free. Yovel, when the Yovel comes, whatever the years are to the Yovel, then you go free. Mita Adon is not a exact time. It's not something where you can measure the day you come into servitude. You can say, he's going to die in 3 years, so now I can go free. That's not something that can be determined. So that's not in the list, because it's not a kitzvah. So when it says, wait a minute, Vash Simanim Zainlim Kitzvah. Wait, mention the list here is Simanim that do. They also don't have an exact time. How do you know when Simanim come? Kitani, it's still written. Samar of Safra, Inlim Kitzvah, the Mago. Simanim don't have a time, how long it takes till they come. Aval Yishlim Kitzvah, the Mago. They do have an exact time. They cannot come before a certain time. They have a minimum amount of time. Well, they don't have a maximum amount of time. Why? The Tanya, we have a Braisa, Ben Teisha Shanim Shevish Te Sarot. A boy who is 9 years old, who has two Sarot, Shuma. Where it says that's a birthmark, that's not, definitely not Simanim, he's too young to have Simanim. From 9 days, 9 years and 1 day, at then you bet shanim biyom echad to 12 and 1 day. But odan bo shuma, and he still has them, and they didn't fall off. If they fall off, everybody agrees they're a birthmark. But if they stay during that period of time between nine years and 1 day and 12 years and 1 day, if they stay there, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudim are siman. They are siman. Right, so the Tanakama believes odan bo, if they're still there, it's a shuma. Rabbi Yosef is siman, that they are siman. So if a machlokas between 12, 9 and 12 is a machlokas, if it's considered a birthmark or a siman. Then Yudgimoshana v'yom echad, divya kol siman. From 13 and 1 day up, that is considered a siman. The price, we're not going to get into this, but the price is skipped between 12 and 13, which is the Gemara Nida that discusses that. I'm just I'm pointing it out so doesn't you know that, but it's not a sugi here. Right, so now what do you see? You see that there's a minimum time by when siman will be determined. You can't either, according to Rabbi Yosef, you can't have a siman before 9 years and 1 day, and according to the Tanakhama, you can have a siman before 13 years and 1 day. So it does have a kitzvah lamata. I mean, there's a minimum time by which she will be here, no matter what, she'll be here until this point in time, because there's a minimum until you reach the point where simanim come. So now, the Mishnah only included things that have a kitzvah. It did not include things that do not have a kitzvah. What doesn't have a kitzvah? Mitat ha'adon and mitat ha'av. Those two things are excluded. It doesn't have mitat ha'adon, not written, and mitat ha'av is not written, so that won't be a question on Shmuel why the Mishnah excluded mitat ha'av. So now Rish Lakish, now we have a question. According to this, Rish Lakish, right, makes Rav Sheshis. So Rav Sheshis has another challenge to this position of Rish Lakish. Rishimon Omer, Dalad Manikim Lahem, Gimel V'ish, Gimel Isha. That four Ebedi Vrid, and Ebedi Vrid, in four instances, when he goes free, he's given Hanaka. Hanaka means that he's given monetary help in order to go and get back on his feet. Three of them apply by a man, and three of them apply by a woman. You can't say four of them apply either by a man or by a woman. Because one of those four instances is where you have simanim, where she goes free with simanim, which don't apply to ish. And one of the two cases where he goes free as a man is with ritzia. After the ritzia, after yovel, he goes free, and main ritzia beisha. And a woman cannot be in the ritza, so therefore she won't be included. So the Gemara is going to come back and ask what the four are. According to Reish Lakish, there should be another instance where you get hanaka, which is the case of when the father dies. The father dies, she goes free, why don't you get Hanukkah? What are you going to say? This is not an exhaustive list. Again, he left things out. He says it's four. And thus it's not because it says four, but rather the next line, which says Gimel V'Ish, sounds like he thinks exactly four, because otherwise you could come up with other combinations. The fact that he says there are only three by a man, three by a woman, suggests that four is an exhaustive list over here. So Mar says, so you give the same answer you gave before, right? And Davish in Kitzvah is not written, so that's why Reish Lakish's case is left out. It's written there. That's okay. Simonim are okay, because Rasaka, that we explained above, that there is a minimum shear by Simonim. Over here, Mita Tadon is mentioned, and it doesn't have Kitzvah, Victani, and still written. Mita Tadon, Nami Lo Tsonu. Verse says, no. One of those four is not the Mita Tadon. One of the four cases. Ve'el Arba Ma'idihu. What are those four? What are the four that is? Sanim. Once he reaches 6 years, in the seventh year he goes free. Yovel. This is for a regular Ebedi Vri, not a Nirza. If Yovel comes up during his 6 years, he goes free. But Yovel Shod Ritzia. Or if he became a Nirza, and then he hits Yovel, he goes free. Vami Briyab Simanim. So those are the four cases where he's entitled to Anaka. So Mita Tadon is not in this list. And since Mita Tadon is not in the list, you can't question why Mita Tadon is not in the list. Because, again, you could claim that the reason that what's in the list is only things that are Davar Sheyesh Lo Kitzvah, and that's why the list, these are the list. So Mar says, Akanami Mistabro, that makes sense. The Tani Seifa, because you said in the Seifa that you can't have all four of them by one of these, either by a man or a woman. If you had Mitat Adon in there, then Mi'isha Mi'amishkakala, then you would have four cases by Nisha. By Nisha you have, right, then you have Shanim, Yovel, Simanim, and Mitat Adon, and that would be four cases, and then you could have said four. Arba Mishkakala Arba Shemina, that those four are the right four that we just mentioned here. Mitat Adon is not included, and it won't be a question on Reish Lakish. Now, Meitiv Rav Amar. Rambam has another challenge to Reish Lakish. Now here, Ve'elu Manikim Lahem, because now it's explicit. Who do you give Hanukkah to? Hayotze B'Shanim Ube Yovel. Right? So when it goes out with years, Yovel, Ube Mitata Adon, Ve'amai V'Rabi Simanim. So in this list, you do have Mitata Adon, and what's missing? The Mitata Nidnei Nami Mitata. Where's Mitata in this list? V'chitei Matan V'Shir, that when Bruce isn't exhausted, right? And he left out some other things. Ve'elu K'tani. It says exactly, Ve'elu. Elu is a lashon of exactitude, not exhaustive list, not leaving out things. Chitem a davar sheyesh lo kitzva ktani, davar sheyesh lo kitzva lo ktani. Well, you say, I wrote down things that have a kitzva, not kitzva. Vasimanim dein lo kitzva. You have simanim that aren't a kitzva in there. Kitzani. Chitem a chanamik rav sapra. That's like rav sapra. Aika mitat adon. Over here, you can't use that answer because mitat adon is mentioned. Mitat adon is mentioned. We're mentioning things dein lo kitzva. Mitat after mitar. To yufta there is lakish to yufta. That's a very strong question against Reish Lakish. Omer says, "Why Reish Lakish kavachomer Amar?" Right? So Reish Lakish said a kavachomer. So, all right, you brought down a price that sounds like it's not like Reish Lakish. So, what's wrong with Reish Lakish's kavachomer? Why doesn't the price? Why doesn't anybody else learn this? Kavachomer Reish Lakish. Omer says, "Kavachomer picha." There's a problem with the kavachomer Reish Lakish. Meshum to ikal mebrach because they have a picha. Look at this. Mali simanim shnishtana haguf. But your Kavah Chomer is from Simanim. Right? You say just let the Simanim allow her to go free from the Adon, then certainly Mita Sa'av should let her go free from the Adon. Well, there's a difference. Simanim have a change in her body. The change in her body might be what lets her go free. But the Mita Sa'av does not change her physically at all. And maybe that's why she shouldn't go free. So you can't compare Mita Sa'av to Simanim. So that's a problem with the Kavah Chomer of Reish Lakish. Tani Chado, we have one brisa that says, Hanak Eved Ivri La'atzmo, that when he gets the Hanukkah, it goes to himself. Hanak Ama Ivriya La'atzmo. And a Ama Ivriya, when she gets that monetary support, it goes to her herself. The Tani Idach, we have another brisa that says, Hanak Ama Ivriya Lim Umitziyat La'aviya, that the Hanukkah that she gets, and then anything she finds, go to her father. Vein Rabbah Elas Arbate La'avilvat. And oh wait, but she's owned by the Adon now. How can her mitziyah go to her father? That's what it means. That when she finds something on the ground, she picks it up, that goes to her father. But what does the Adon get? The Adon gets the amount of time that she took off from work. He's got to pay her for that. He's got he's got to pay the value of the amount of time that she took off because she wasn't doing her work. She was focused on doing something for the father. So have to pay the scarbet elah. So my lab, what's the difference between these two brightos? Hadanafka b'simanim, hadanafka l'mita ta'av. Depends on how she went free. If she went free with simanim, right, then it goes to the ab still, because the ab still alive. The ab is like mita ta'av, but the ab dies, then it goes to her self. So this sounds like Reish Lakish. So we have proof to Reish Lakish's position that mita ta'av will allow her to go free, and that's why she'll get the hanukkah in that case, because there is no father there. So Mar says, well, idi vidi nafkala b'simanim. Both these cases, she goes out with simanim. The low kasha, had to eat had to let it out. Depends if the father's alive or not. And she went free with simanim, and it'll depend. If the father's still alive, he'll get the Hanukkah, he'll get the monetary support. If the father's not alive, then she will get the monetary support. Mar says, bishlamanak amiriya latma de mute achim. Okay, that makes sense that the Hanukkah of an amiriya goes to herself and not to her brothers. When the father dies, who gets the Hanukkah? The woman and not the brothers. The Tanya, why do we have a brisa? We have a brisa by Eved Kenani. That you pass them on like property to your children. They get passed on like property, but your daughters do not get passed. The rights in your daughter, means her outputs, her kiddushin to her Hanukkah, don't get passed on. Those don't get passed on.
Right.
But that means they get passed on, but not your daughters. I mean, that's the exclusion. The exclusion is that it works by Eved Kenani, but not by your daughters, by an Amar Ivriya or by the rights of the daughters. Any schus that a father has in his daughter does not pass to his child, which means that her brothers don't get those rights. Hello, Anak Eved Ivri, La'atz Mo Pshita. Meaning that Hanukkah and Eved Ivri goes to himself. Where else is it going? Where would you think the Hanukkah and Eved Ivri goes? Why does the price have to tell you that it goes to himself?
Why do you need a puzzle?
Right, exactly. I mean, why do you need a puzzle? Why do you need the price? Two prices told us that it goes to himself. What do you need that for? Hello, Laman. Who else would it go to? Aru Yosef, Yud Karat Kazina, Hi Hakal. There's an expression that the you could either, the Rashi learns it is that he wrote something extra. Meaning that a little letter extra, which is a yud, which is a small, makes a big city. What does that mean? That he, the Breisler extended without any reason. It was verbose. The Breisler was verbose. It extended itself without having to. I mean, this wasn't a necessary writing. Right? Or, you could say, Abai Amar, Hafki Amar Roshesh, Hamani Tutai. This is according to Tutai, the Tanya of a Breisler that says Tutai Omer, lo, below the Baal Kobo. That Akkah belongs to him and not to his Baal Kobo. So this we had earlier, if you believe like Rabbi Nathan in other places, that Rabbi Nathan believes that you have transitive property of loans, say this Ibn Ibri owed money to someone else. So then he can't come along, his Baal Kobo can't come along and take his Hanakkah. Right? He can't just garnish the Hanakkah or take that from him. Because it says, below the Baal Kobo. They don't pace it straight to Ibn Ibri and not to his Baal Kobo. And that's what it means that it goes to him. It goes to him and not to his Baal Kobo. Gufa. Elo manikim lahem. These are the people who are entitled to Hanukkah. Who are the people entitled to Hanukkah? Hayotze b'shanim, b'yovel, b'mitat ha'adon, b'am ha'ibriya b'simanim. So those are the four. Aval, who does not get Hanukkah? Boreach, someone who ran away from his adon, doesn't get it. Hayotze b'kiron kesef. Right, if someone who goes right out with by buying his freedom, ein manikim lo, they don't get Hanukkah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Boreach, ein manikim lo. If he runs away, he doesn't get Hanukkah. He also brings kesef manikim lo. But if he pays away to his freedom, if he buys back his rights, then he does get Hanukkah. Rabbi Shimon Omar, arba'a manikim lahem, shlosha b'ish, v'gim v'yishas. This is Rabbi Shimon himself. Four people get right Hanukkah. Three by man, three by woman. V'yeta yechol mar arba'a b'chad man. You can't have all four by one. Because in siman b'ish. Ritzia b'isha. You don't have siman by an ish, and you don't have ritzia by an isha. So we explained that all above. Sbnani mili. How do we have these opinions? The Tanra bani yochol lo yehi me'ani kimel yotze b'sheish. I would think that Hanukkah would only go to someone who goes out after 6 years, because that's what's found in the parsha, right? The parsha of Hanukkah, right, which is hanik tanik lo, is talking about a case where he goes free after 6 years. So minai the rabbi yotze b'yovel over mitat adon. How do I know all these other cases again Hanukkah? Tamalom mar tishachenu. Right? So there, when it says Tishachenu, right, Mechit Tishachenu, that it says Tishachenu two times. So there's a plurality of Tishachenu. Any way that he gets free, any way that he is free, that will give him the ability to collect on Hanukkah. Yoko Shani Marbe Boreach, right? I would also include Boreach, Yotzi Bigon Kesev, and the one who buys his freedom, Tomalom Marbe Tishachenu Chavshi Mimach, right? That only when he sends him free from you. Who's granting the freedom? It's only when the Adon is granting the freedom. But if the freedom is being taken by the Eved, either by Boreach, where he runs away, or because he's buying his freedom, then he won't be entitled to Hanukkah. Mishu Shiducho Mimcha, right? Whoever is sent away from you, versus what? Right, Yatsa, Boreach, Yotze Bigon Kesev, Shiducho Mimcha. That you weren't the one who did it. Who did it? Right, it was,
He did it himself.
Right, he took care of himself. Right, so now, Rav Meir Omer, Boreach, Ein Manikim Lo, that's true of Boreach. Vein Shiducho Mimcha, that didn't go away from you. Aval Yotze Bigon Kesev, Shiducho Mimcha, Boreach, Mimcha, right? Then because it is from you. I mean, the fact is that he has to pay for it, but who frees him in the end? You give him his freedom. You're right that he's buying his freedom, but the freedom is still granted by the Adon, right?
The party of the king.
Of the king, you're right. There's another party, he's the, right, very good, that's the best way to say it, he's the counterparty of the king, so in the end, he is giving the freedom.
He's giving him money.
In exchange for the money, he's granting him his freedom. Right, so the Gemara says, wait, Boreach, what's the question by Boreach? Boreach should get Hanukkah, Boreach HaShlomobai. The Boreach has to make up his crime, meaning that he has to
work.
Meaning that when he runs away, he has to come back and make up his time. The Tanya, behind the Boreach Shekhaib Lashlim, how do we know that when someone runs away, he has to finish out his time? It says, Tamal Omer, Sheshanim Yavo. He has to work for 6 years. 6 years means 6 years, right? If you're not going to do it. Yoko, if you look halah, what happens if he became sick during the 6 years? You would think that he'd also have to make it up. Tamal Omer, Shvid Yitzik Hinam, right? Then in the seventh year, he goes free. So going free in the seventh year is what? It says, Shvid Yitzik Hinam. Seventh year, he goes free no matter what. So then when it comes to a chole, where it wasn't his fault, right, then we say he goes free in the seventh year. When it comes to Boreach, where it is his fault, we say, Sheshayim Yavot. He's got to work for the 6 years, he's got to make it up. So our reputation is, half of my skin, what's the case here? If you're going to Boreach, Hagabal Yovel, that he ran away, and Rashi says the next day there was a yoga. He ran away the day before the yoga. Not a smart guy. Should have waited it out, right? He ran away the day before the yoga, and the next day it's a yoga. So what would I think? Madu, Tema Hu, Topic Le Yovel, Since the next day is already Yovel, right? And that should be considered. The Yovel would free him anyway. The only concept, right? That we won't make any knots on him because anyway he would have gotten free with the Yovel, but not Nifle. And give him Hanukkah. Kamash Malan, no. That he gets no Hanukkah in that case, right? Because he still has to. Right, he still has to make up his time. But he has to make up his time that the fact that the Yovel comes does not aid him over here, because that's not called Shulucho Mimcha. Okay, we'll stop over here.